Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike McCormick. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ernie Coy. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Harry Kraft. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elmer Riddle. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Elmer Riddle. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Olson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Vern Olson. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon misplays the ball. That's an error on Sturgeon. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer strikes out. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro strikes out. Lombardi drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws D'Alessandro out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McCullough fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft takes first base on ball four. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kraft. The throw from McCullough and he is safe. Kraft steals second. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cavaretta. Frey reaches second base with a double. Kraft scores. It's 1-0, Reds. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Reds, 1, Cubs, 1. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCormick. Dahlgren reaches second base with a double. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dahlgren moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lombardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Elmer Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Riddle moves to second. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick bunts towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Riddle moves to third. Joost moves to second. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Riddle scores. Joost scores. It's 3-1, Reds. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick hits a fly ball into center field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is 0-for-1 in the game. Coy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Werber moves to third. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kraft hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Werber scores. Coy moves to second. It's 4-1, Reds. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Coy moves to third. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kraft. The throw from McCullough and he is safe. Kraft steals second. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Olsen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Vern Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Stringer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-1 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Lombardi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Riddle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Joost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dahlgren hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kraft. Dahlgren reaches second base with a double. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. McCullough takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Riddle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-2 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Vern Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0-for-1 in the game. Olson hits a fly ball into left field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a line drive into right field. Coy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Stringer hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kraft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lombardi hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Lombardi reaches second base with a double. Frey goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Reds. Elmer Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Riddle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lombardi moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-2 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops it up and throws to first, with Riddle covering, for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Cavaretta is hit by the pitch. Dahlgren moves to second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-2 in the game. McCormick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Werber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-3 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-2 in the game. Sturgeon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greek George pinch hits for Vern Olson. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hack moves to second. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Stringer hits a fly ball into left field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Todd Pressinal now pitching. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coy hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kraft hits a pop-up towards short. Sturgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Frey hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-3 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Dahlgren hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nicholson moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into right field. Coy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nicholson moves to third. Two outs. Augie Gallen pinch hits for Clyde McCullough. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Joost fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Skeffing now catching. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lombardi hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Riddle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cavaretta. Joost reaches second base with a double. Riddle moves to third. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-4 in the game. McCormick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nicholson throws the ball into Sturgeon, who tags McCormick trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Riddle scores. Joost scores. Werber moves to third. It's 7-1, Reds. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-3 in the game. Sturgeon hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Lieber pinch hits for Todd Presnell. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Joost. Hack moves to second. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-4 in the game. Stringer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hack scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Reds. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-4 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.